Stop.
Cold beat today.
Cold.
Comes in.
I'd slough it then when I should take it. Okay, so up to Sivan Peites. Yesterday in Sivan Peites, we discussed the issue of having being at the table and have both fleishig and milk at the table. Some people eat fleishig, some people eat milk. And one of the questions we brought up was not exactly directly the Shulchan Aruch. We brought up the question of whether a person is fleishig. Person who's fleishig allowed to sit at a table when everyone else is eating meat, everyone else is eating dairy. In other words, it's not that there's fleishig at the table. There's no fleishig at the table. You have to be fleishig. You had a steak an hour ago, so you're allowed to sit down at the table. So you know, room to imachma in that, although the Rambam said that our other Rambam say we don't find that the world itself is nizer in that. So perhaps a difference because it's a further step removed, as someone mentioned yesterday. But the assumption, of course, of that whole question is that there's a certain amount of time that one has to wait in between eating milk and fleishig, and that's really, or actually the other way around. We start with from fleishig to milking, from basar to cholov, and that's what we're going to start with here. And that's what Sivan Peites discussed at the beginning. I think most people assume, most people who know anything about keeping a kosher home, milking fleishig, and so on, assume that you wait 6 hours in between eating fleishig before eating milking. There are some, that's most Ashkenazim and certainly all Sfardim, and then there are a few Jews from German background who wait 3 hours, and then you hear these rumors about people in Holland who wait 1 hour, and that's what those kids who always heard about that. I remember my mother, Leshel, told me once that when she first got married, my father happened to have lived in Holland during the war. During the Holocaust, he was a little boy, so he was saved, and he lived in Holland during the war. So my mother was excited. She's marrying a young man who grew up in Holland. Therefore, they're only going to have to wait for 1 hour. But no such luck. My father's found that it was to wait 6 hours. So she wouldn't even get it. Even if he was born in Vienna. Vienna is also from an Ottoman Germany, and then he didn't have any of those Ottoman families originally from elsewhere, Romanian or whatever. So didn't get any breaks. But where does all this come from? This, you know, it's a general assumption. Where does all this come from? How we know exactly how long you have to wait, or whether you have to wait? In other words, we understand, according to the Torah, you can't eat milk and fleishig together, either abundant, even if it wasn't cooked together, you can't eat it together. We discussed this, you shouldn't have it at the same table. But what does one have to do? Let's say, okay, I'm not eating it together. I'm not going to be able to have it at the same table. But after I finish having the fleishig, I'd like to have some milk. It's dessert, or maybe a half hour later, whatever. What's the problem with that? So there are two principal sugyas, really, one sugya. I will look first at the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. And actually starts at the bottom of Kufdala base. But the Gemara talks about what's called Kinuach and Hadocha. The Gemara presents a Machlokas Beishama and Basila, or two lines at the bottom of Kufdala base. Tanya Beishama Omrit Mikaneach, or Basila and Madiach. That's in between, for our purposes now, we're talking, this is in between eating fleishes and milk. Right? Beishama says Mikaneach, and Basila says Madiach. What's the difference between Kinuach and Hadocha? So kinuach is usually understood to mean cleaning out with a solid, right? You take something solid, like another piece of food, you chew that, so you get whatever residue, sometimes more referred to as gook, you may have in your mouth, and you get rid of that by chewing something else, so that removes, the chewing removes stuff that's in your mouth. That's kinuach, using some kind of a solid. And hadocha is through rinsing, right? To rinse your mouth out, they also get rid of stuff. So Beishamai says to do kinuach, it's also to do medea. My mekaneach or my mediach, says the Gemara, not for a definition, but what does it mean that it was what's the machlokes? Because it was an ilah that Beishamai om mekaneach for lo boy mediach, Beisilam mediach for lo boy mekaneach. If you tell me that Beishamai says it's sufficient to have kinuach, you don't need hadocha. And Beisilam says it's sufficient to have hadocha, you don't need kinuach. El hadocha b'zeira in kinuach kala v'paz. Come on, can Beishamai? B'zeira says kinuach, the physical, the solid, wiping is done through chewing a piece of bread, right? You take a piece of bread, you take a good, nice piece of bread, you have cheese or you have meat or whatever is in your mouth, and you chew it, so the bread's going to take away that residue. If that's what it means, but that's how Abzair is defining kinuach, so that means Abzair is more like Beishamai. It's a little unusual, you assume you pass like Beisil, Beishamai, and a Mishnah. So why would Abzair define kinuach? Okay, come on, Beishamai. Okay? Rashi gives a definition, by the way, in by Mediach. You learn about Shama Mekaneach Bidi, but lo Mediach, the Mayim, Shakinuach, Yof Min HaDocha, lo Uzgur HaKan HaDocha, okay. We still are Mediach, lo Mekaneach, lo Sagra Mekinuach, lo Mediach, lo Mayim, lo Uzgur HaKinuach, Kinuach, okay, well, what's the better one? That can't be the Machok, because the Gemara says, Ela Beisham HaKaneach, lo Boy, Mediach, but still are Af Mediach. Rather, Beishamai, say you need a Kinuach, it's a fish, you don't need mincing, but it still requires Kinuach and Hadacha. That's why Rav Zera bothers to define Kinuach, because it is according to Beisilil as well, because Beisilil requires more. And the Gemara goes on to say, in case you didn't notice, Havala Mikula Beisham, Mechon Beisilil. Right? So that would seem to mean that Beisilil is more Machmer, because Beisilil says both things. Kinuach and Hadacha, Beisham suffices with the Kinuach, you don't need Hadacha. Gemara says the problem is, the list Negabe Kula Beisham, Mechon Beisilil. We have a Mishnah in Abias, okay, which lists off all the kulei beishamai. That's how Rashi explains. We're listing on Sabbath Eidish, a kol kulei beishamai, kol beisil nishnu sham. We have a Mishnah that lists off all the cases, not that many, but all the cases, we have beishamai is macha, beisil is meko, so this should have been included. Right? If this is correct, this should have been included. So, the Gemara said, it's not there, so therefore it doesn't seem to be a correct interpretation of the sugya. So the Gemara concludes, Ela beishamai mekaneach hua din lemediach, beisil on mediach hua din lemekaneach. Guess what? There's no amar machad, but hopefully, guess what? There's no machlokas altogether. Both say you need both, and then therefore, just one emphasize the other. Okay, but either way, it's good. It doesn't matter if you have kinuach or hadacha. The bottom line that emerges from all of this is that what do you have to do after eating basar before eating challah? You have to do kinuach and hadacha, some type of cleansing out the mouth, rinsing out the mouth. That's what you have to do. Notice nothing about waiting any period of time. You look in Tosus here, Durmas Mekaneach, Tosus says, Harvayu Be'inim. First of all, he says you need both. That's the Pashas Kisud, the Grit Mekuntrit, the Chaymper Menachanano, the side point. I put in the Marmakomas, the Chidusha Rashbo, here on this Daf, Durmas Elo. Chidusha Rashbo says the conclusion of the word is not that Beishamai say, the way we just learned, the way Tosus says, Harvayu Be'inim. Both Beisham and Beisil admit that you need both Kinoach and Hadacha, both things, that's our correct. Everybody is no Machlokas. The Rashba, the Kedush Rashba here, Dimas Ella, printed the fourth source on the pages, says no. He says, look on the second line, Ula Olam Lo Beinah Lachada, O Mekaneach O Mediach, Zem Nira Iker. Rashba disagrees. He says one or the other. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Not that you need both, but you need one or the other. So a little Machlokas, Tosin the Rashba, where the conclusion of the Gemara is you need both Kinoach and Hadacha. According to Rashba, one or the other suffices. And he works out the sugya that way. That's his opinion. But again, thus far, nothing about a period of time. So if we look a little bit later in the Gemara, the same page, Kuf Hayim Aleph, a few lines later, the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Pchista, Ochol Basar, Ochol Asur, Lechol Gvina. Okay, if a person ate Ochol Basar, you ate meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. Gvina, Muta Lechol Basar. You ate cheese first, you can have meat afterwards. Yeah? Amar Achabayosu Pchista, the side points of Basar Shabena Shinayim Mahu. Okay, what's the status of meat that's in between your teeth? You know, usually when you eat certain meats, or whatever, steak, or a good piece of red meat, brisket, or whatever, so sometimes a piece of the meat gets stuck between your teeth. What's the status? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk here, which we'll come back to, a pasuk in Parshas Mahaloscha, Midbar pasuk Yud Aleph, Parak Yud Aleph, rather. We printed it later in the page as well. The pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's a 19 Habasar, then a Mitzvah, that's by the slough. Remember that the people complained, they didn't like it was on the menu, they were tired of all the different foods, they're tired of the mon, they missed all the foods that they had in Mitzrayim, according to Chazal, those were certain foods that the mon couldn't taste like for one reason or another. Anyway, so Kodesh Baruch Hu said he's going to bring them slav, but they're going to be punished for this rebellion, and the Pasuk says, depending on how they rebelled, they died right away, some died after 30 days, whatever, that's Kivros HaTava. And it says, Habasar Odena Ben Shinim. Some of the plague came out, some began to die. Some began to die with the meat was still between their teeth. And yet it's still called Basar. So the Gemara says it's still called Basar when it's between your teeth. Okay, Habasar Odena Ben Shinim. But so now the Gemara says, let's see Rashi. Rashi is Basar, a Basar Grina. Mashma Sha'achal Basar, Rosalam Grina. Come on, a guy who ate meat, now he wants to eat cheese. So it's also Lechal Grina. Mashum, the Basar is important, Rashi. The nature of meat is that meat produces some fats and liquid juices and so on and so forth, and that flavor lingers in your mouth long after the piece of meat has been swallowed, and even if there's no more piece of meat in between your teeth. But the nature of meat, that the taste remains in your mouth for a certain period of time. Right? And the basar motzi shuman who nidbak bepet stays stuck in your mouth. Not a physical piece of meat. There's no meat. Okay, the meat you swallow, meat's gone. But the taste lingers, you know, maybe to the roof of your mouth, the juices or whatever is inside the meat. It's marat betamo, and the flavor lingers. Okay? Now, the more as basar shebein ha'shinayim, Rashi says, b'choshu basar ochel b'na imo ad shitlam. What's the din with basar b'na ha'shinayim? So what's that? It's still called basar. Basar, then alam mikri basar. Then the Gemara goes on, and here's really where the fun starts in terms of our discussion. Omar mar ukpa, ano l'ho milso chala bar chana, l'gabay ab. Mar ukpa said, I am like vinegar, I am to my father like vinegar is to wine. Vinegar is a spoiled one, right? So I'm not as great as my father. I'm not as firm, I'm not as big a tzaddik as my father. I'm like chala is vinegar. I'm like vinegar compared to wine when analyzing my relationship or my status with my father and myself. Dilu Abba, my father, ki have ochel visra ha'inda, or the ochel grina adlam ochel. My father, when he ate meat today, wouldn't eat cheese till tomorrow. Wait 24 hours. Ate meat today, wouldn't eat cheese till tomorrow. Okay? Arhashu, to do it at the same time. Dilu ana, but me, the hasu dasa hu dala achilna. I won't eat it in the same meal. Vasudusa, vasudasa achurisa achilna. But I'll eat it in a different meal. I'm not going to wait till the next day. I had meat for lunch, I'm not going to have dairy with that meal, but if I can have dairy for supper, then I'm not going to wait 24 hours. And that's what the Gemara says, Rashi explains, Anola Hamil Sechalam Hachamal, Dabazani Garua Me'aba, Ki Me'avi Ki Chomets Ben Yayim, L'mocha Ki Hashem Eisleis, Ki Reit Eisleis. Okay, so that's, now we for the first time have something where the Gemara indicates that a passage of a certain amount of time is necessary before. Till now, the earlier part of the sugya talked about doing some sort of a meisah, cleaning out your mouth, removing the residue, eating a piece of bread, and then the rinsing with water and so on. So that was the earlier part of the sugya. And the conclusion was, machlokes tosfos and Rashbo, we need both kinuach and hadacha, or one or the other, but there's no machlokes b'sham. So let's talk about a meisah that you did. And this Gemara suddenly introduced a new factor, namely the factor of passage of time. So Baruch said his father used to wait 24 hours, meis leis. Right, if you had meat for lunch today, wouldn't have dairy again until the same time tomorrow, meis leis. And he said, no, I only wait from one meal to the next. I wait from one meal to the next. So let's assume that Marukba's father was a big machmir. And obviously Marukba wouldn't have admitted this if it wasn't correct. Marukba is basically saying, my practice is correct. My father was frum. My father had this chumah that he took upon himself, but obviously Marukba was not saying, well, Machos would be my father. He wouldn't have done it if he thought it was Mekar Din. He wouldn't have gone against his father. Even in a discussion, you're allowed to go against your father's Minhagim. That some people bring up Rav Pichodesh here, and he brings up this discussion a little bit, but not for us right now. The point is that the assumption was this is a chumra that the father had, and he didn't follow, he acknowledged. He kind of lamented the fact he was moded, that he wasn't as pious as his father. Okay, but obviously what he was doing was mutter. And then what's the heter to wait? Misudasa was sudasa. But how long is that? How long is that? So Tosus here, Masala Sudasa, Kuf Hamad Al Tosus says, the Sudasa Akhisachima, love the Sudasa's real Masala's Achas Shachas Achas Aris. It doesn't mean, says Tosus, you have to wait from like a morning meal to the evening meal. In the days of the Gemara, people ate two meals a day. Now that's a given. We're a fancy American, so we have three meals a day. But what do they call that? I think the hotel's a continental plan. The continental plan is two meals a day. No, I mean, no, it's continental. So people ate two in the days of the Gemara, they ate two meals a day, as we'll see shortly. One was later in the morning, so like a late brunch type of meal, and one was supper. That's how people ate two meals a day. That's why you find, for example, in the sugi in Masechta Sukkah, remember the Gemara has one of Mishnah, where the Daf Kozayin, I think. Before the Daf Kozayin, the Gemara has a statement that according to Beleza, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah during the course of Sukkahs. Because Teshu can't do it, the Gemara explains. So just like during the course of the year, Madira, just like during the course of the year, you eat two meals a day. Right? So to the Sukkah, you have to eat two meals a day. So that's what the Beleza says. We don't pass the Chum say, no, you don't have to. Just like you don't have to eat two meals a day during the year either. You can eat zero, you can eat five. You know? So therefore, the Sukkah is also up to you, except the first night. Right? That's Sukkah, Chav Zan Ralab. But it comes out in that Gemara also. But the practice was to eat two meals a day. Shabbos, you have to eat Shal Shuddas. You have to have three meals. That's a question that they ask against And they asked on that mission, what do you mean, how do you get 14 meals? Isn't there always going to be at least one Shabbos in Sukkah? Well, one, not least, it's going to be one Shabbos, I should have 15. Then maybe it doesn't count the first night, whatever, Terah, or Sukkah, you can Shabbos, Mishal Shuddah, you can get away with snacks, or whatever. But Lemaisa, you see from that Gemara, why? People ate 2 meals a day. So you might have thought, says Tosfos here, it says in the Gemara that you have to wait, Marukba, you have to wait between the time from Fleishiks to Milchiks, from Basar to Cholam, the amount of time that it is from one meal to another. So don't think it means technically one meal to another, you got to wait like Sudas Chakras until the evening. Ella Afil Alter, it's a key line. You may eat immediately. Immediately. Alter means immediately. Okay, Afil Alter, Im Sila Kashokhan Ubirech Mutter. Okay, if you clear the table, like that goes back to yesterday, so you don't have milchus and fleishik at the table at the same time, you clear off the table, and it also indicates the end of meal number one, and you bench, now you can eat right away another meal. And you can have milchus right after fleishik, no 6 hours, no 1 hour, nothing. Okay, according to Tosus over here, the simple reading of the Gemara, when he says l'sudasa, all he means is that it shouldn't be the same meal. Okay, you shouldn't have them together the same way. You have to bench in between. You have to show that that meal is over. And now you want to wait a few minutes at the table again. You can eat, we'll come to it later. People do that on Shavuos. Right? Many people on Shavuos will have a fleishig meal. You have to have fleish on Yontif. Yet there's a minute that milchig is on Shavuos. So many people will have a fleishig meal and a milchig meal, right? You don't have to. That's the other direction. I mean, that's not a problem. That's not today's shiur. But I'm just saying that kind of an idea. So here it's saying, you can have a fleishig meal. And then a half hour later, 10 minutes later, whatever, you can have a milchig meal. That is the shita of Tosus. And that's, no 6 hours, nothing. You take a look at Tosus in the previous Amud Kuf Dalam of Beis, you have Maskil Oath, okay, the last Tosus on the page. Tosus there brings as well the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, okay, the four lines after they get wide. Rabbeinu Tam beforish, v'chein halachas gedolos, de'ocho basar, Asur lechol gvina, that which we have the rule, that you ate meat, you can't have cheese. Haino below netila v'kinua, that's without the maisa of washing your hands and washing out your mouth and so on. Avo benetila v'kinua, if you've done that, you've washed your hands, you've washed out your mouth and so on. Shari, it's mutter, okay? It is mutter, applying even right away. It's mutter immediately, okay? It's mutter right away, all right? Avo gvina mutter lechol vasar, avo below netila v'kinua, but the other way around, you ate cheese and you want to eat meat after, that doesn't even require quinoa. That's not our problem now. Umar ukba de lo ochal ad suda chrisa, that which Mar ukba waited for the next meal, hainu below netila b'kinoa, that's if he wasn't going to wash his hands. Or inami machmer al atzma hoya. Rabbi Tam's opinion is halacha l'maisa, okay, is that you're allowed to have meat, I'm sorry, you're allowed to have after meat, after flesh, you have milk right away. Okay, that's what emerges from that Tosfos in Kuf Lamed Aleph, from the Shita of the time here, Kuf Dalet Beis. And even if you want to insist that a Bar Ukba meant to wait a certain amount of time to another Suda, and so on, that's without washing in between, or he's just machran himself. But Maker Adin Paskins, the Balet Paskins of the time, like the other Balet Tosfos, guess what? You can have milkings right after fleishes, as long as you rinsed out, maybe flossed your teeth or whatever, you cleaned your mouth out in between, good enough. Unless we think this is some strange cheetah, it turns out that quite a number of important Rishonim hold this way. So Tosfos referred to the Sefer Halachos Gedolos. So I printed the source 9, the source from the Sefer Halachos Gedolos and the Hilchos Brachos at the end of Parak Vav. Amar Chista, Achal Basa, Asa Lechal Gvina, V'davka, Belo Kinoa, Av Mekaneach, Pumashari Lamecha. Okay? After you have meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese. That's without Kinoa. That's without cleaning your mouth out. Okay, but if you did, then you are allowed to eat it right away. Okay? Then he mentions, what is kinoach mean? It has to be bread. It has to be bread made out of wheat, not made out of barley, because stuff comes out better. The Baal Amor, here in Chulin. Want to look it up? The Lamed, the Zion of Aleph, the pages of the Rif. The Baal Amor says in the bottom of the page, that's the top of the second column, forgive me. The Lo Amor of Chista Achal Basar Asur Achal Gvina. Okay? About the corn, which will come to Klomar below the Tilos Yedaim of Kinuchapet. Of the Tilos Yedaim of Kinuchapet, Hakol Mutter. Okay, the Baal Amor says also, the whole thing is Mutter. If you wash and clean your mouth out in between, it's Mutter. And certainly, the Machal Green of Mutter Lechol Bosom of Kinuchapet, Okay, this is a side point, and he says this works out all the Gemaras. That's how the Bahag paskins, and it's against what the Rifs and the Rifis have correct. So that's what the Balamor paskins as well. I also put on the sheet, and then again among other Rishonim, the Rav Yoh, the Elazar Biyol Halevi, one of the Rishonim, Simon Elef Kuf Chof on Parak Kalabosir and Kulin. But really, it is the third. Has some of the points that we mentioned, or we'll talk about, are important. We have time to read it through. But in the last paragraph on the page, it says, if you ate meat in a particular meal, the third line of that last paragraph, lo ochel gvina, then you can't eat cheese. Ela besudas achrisa ochel, but another meal you can. Okay, and he says, but you don't have to wait in between. Some say it means yesh mefarshim sudas shakava Torah. The Torah defines, where does two meals a day come from? It's from the Torah. But the pasuk says b'seis Hashem lochem. That's in Bishalach, right? B'seis Hashem Lachem ba'erev, in the parashas Amon. It says, B'seis Hashem Lachem ba'erev b'asa lecha v'lechem ba'boker l'sboa. Torah's hints at two meals a day. But the Rav Yoh says, I don't think that's what it means here. V'lo nehira li lahachmir ela birchas hamozon behefsik mu'ah. Bench, a little delay, and that's it. That's all you need. No 6 hours, nothing like that. That's from the Rav Yoh as well. Okay? But clearly, And that's many of the Ashkenaz seem to hold that. Again, so we have the Bahag, we have the Balamor, we have the Benetam, the Balentosis, the Rav Yoh. Many hold this way. Okay, the Rif in Chulin, on that same page as before, the Rif on Daf Lamed Zayin of an Aleph, which is what the Balamor is commenting on, the Rif doesn't hold that way. The Rif seems to say, no, you have to wait. Misuda l'suda. Okay, the Rif says, Shamina Meha, and we learn after spelling out the Sugya. The Rif says we learn from this. We learn from this sugya. I'll find the words.
On the base.
Oh, it's on the base. Okay. I thought so. Yeah. Where is it? Yeah. Okay. That's. Find the right words. You see it? Yeah. Here it is. Two lines after the Y. B'shamina meha, the high, the Amar b'chis, the achal bas, osal gvina, velo shari mecha gvina bas, v'isa ela ad the shay ilay shir, my the tzarech l'sudos achrisim. Okay, the lo ashkechinan man the shari lemecha gvina bas, v'isa bepachos mehai shira. The Amar upa afagav the shay ilay ki hai shira kar anaf shechal bar chama. Okay, you cannot wait less than that, because Mar upa who waited this year, he said, in a certain sense, that itself is insufficient. Right? It's not as good as my father. So to go less than that, that's not right. That's how the Rif said. I said before, it's a machlokas, chachma ashkenaz, but not even the Rosh. The Rosh in Parakhes and Hey, even though the Rosh in chachma ashkenaz, but the Rosh does not accept this leniency either, the Balai Tos, let me say. Okay, the Rosh says, towards the end, he says, Amar of Chisti quotes the same Gemara that we're talking about, Ochel Bas, Ochel Lechel Gvina, etc. So he says, Amar Ukpa, he quotes Amar Ukpa, and he says, therefore, Upachos Mishir Zeh, Ein Lechel Gvina Achar Bas, Belo Ashkechon Man, Deshari Af, Bahai Shur, El Amar Ukpa, Kekar Nafshay, Chalav Archava. Almost verbatim from the Rif. So the Rosh, despite being from Chachmei Asher, is not quite correct, therefore, to say that this is a dispute to Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfarad, because the Rosh holds like the Rif in this case. The Ramban in the Chiddush in Opinion 14 quotes from the Bahag and the Balei Tosfos this lenient view, and he has numerous kashas about it. Okay, the Rashba in the Torah Habayis, Bayis Gimel Shar Dalad, the Pevah and Beis in the Torah Habayis, he writes, Balei quotes from Ben Chananel, Lo Motzino Mi Shehite Lechav Gun Achar Basa Mepachos Meis Leis. Okay. We don't find anybody who seems to allow pachos meis la'eis, except Mar Ukpa said from one suda to the other is okay, and therefore ef shir lahatir in pachos mizeh. But less than that, definitely not. And the next page, Pezayin and Aleph, the page of Taurus Abayit, Hilchos Shitas v'Nachanan Ozal v'Harav Alfasi Zal Nirin Le'Iker v'Chein Nahagnu Anachnu Bavoseinu. That is Minig, in our lands, in our ancestors, and so on, says the Rashba, we wait from one Suda to the other. Okay? The Rambam in Perek Tes, of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, on this sugya. The Rambam says halacha chav vav. First of all, the Rambam brings. First off, sorry about that. Parates halacha chav vav. The Rambam first mi shachal gvina ochal of tchila mutol lechal achar basar miyad. But for tzorech sheyadiach yad vekanech pi bein hagvina bein habasar. The Rambam is telling us, he's putting together the two Gemaras. You know, L'chora, if we assume, like this Chachmei Sfarad plus the Rosh, seem to be saying that you have to wait, so what role does Kinuach HaNagacha play anymore? If you're waiting anyway till the next day, like Marukma's father, or being Suda L'Suda, you know, from breakfast to dinner, whatever, so what role does Kinuach HaNagacha play? So the Rambam says, no, Kinuach HaNagacha, that's the other direction. That's going from cheese to dairy, from dairy to meat. From both chalav to basa, mishachal gvina or chalav tchila muta lecha lachar basa miyad. But the tzarich sheyadiach yad, we cannot pin bein agvina bein abasa. They said, what do you do? So you have fruit. You have... In other words, the Rambam does not reject that other sugya. The Rambam says, no, you still need kinuach hanadocha when you have chalav first, gvina first, and then you want to eat basa. Then you don't have to wait any time. No passage of time is needed. Only a mice is needed. However, in Sif Chozayim, but medvar mamur something else. Because this thing is an oath, which we have to come back to. Chav Ches, but he says Mishachol Basar Tchila. But if you had meat first, Beim Sar Behem Beim Sar Oath, doesn't matter here, red meat or chicken. Lo Yochal Acharav Cholav Ad Sheyisha Beinayim Kidei Shir Suda Acheres. Yeah, that Rambam following the Rif and following the Rashba and what I called before the Chachmei Sarad. He says for that you have to wait. No, Kinuach Hanadocha does not suffice. You have to wait. And how long is that? So he tells us who Kimoshe shows. That's where the 6 hours comes in. The Rambam tells us Kimoshe shows. Why? Now Basel Shabena Shinaim Sheno Sarbi Kinoa. Because meat gets stuck in your teeth, and eating a piece of bread or fruit or something like that does not necessarily gets maybe the shuman, it gets Rashi's concern, it gets the flavor out, it gets the sticky stuff out, the residue, the gook, that it gets out, but it doesn't get the meat between the teeth. And therefore, you have to wait, and kinoach doesn't suffice. How long do you have to wait? So the Rambam is the one who says, kimo shei shows. The Radvaz, commenting on the Rambam over there, he says, because Mistama, to say that Mar Ukba did something so different, his father said you got to wait meisleis. So what does Mar Ukba say? I actually have to wait at all. That can't be. That's what's more mistaber in the flow of the sugya, the Radvaz says. More mistaber in the flow of the sugya. To say that Marukpa says you have to wait the Mesuga L'Suda. In other words, and Mesuga L'Suda needs a significant period of time. Because he's saying, I'm like Chala, like vinegar, can I get my father's wine? Because he waited Meis L'Eis, and I only say Suda L'Suda. What does Suda L'Suda mean? 2 minutes, just Kinuach HaNadocha. Says the Radvaz, that's quite a difference. It's unlikely that Radvaz meant Sot Min HaKotze LaKotze. Father had this, and I'm totally, could be. So the Radvaz says, more Mistaber to say, no, the Marukpa also means you have to wait, just not as long. You know, Kinuach HaNadocha won't suffice, you have to wait. Suda L'Suda. Okay, and that's about 6 hours. That's what the Radvaz explains. Okay? And the Kesef Mishnah adds an important point. Okay, because the Rambam says you have to wait Kimo Shei Shos because of the meat that's stuck between your teeth. So the Kesef Mishnah points out 1 second. So what if meat remains stuck between your teeth after 6 hours? Could happen. Let's say there's meat after 6 hours between your teeth. That apparently the Rambam is not concerned about. That's already not going to be called Basar anymore. Basar Denim Bit Shinayim has a limit also. That's the case of Mishnah says. Okay? And again, that's all based on that Pasuk in Parshas Bahalosa. So, we now have, actually, if we go back to the Rashi we mentioned before, just a little to a moment ago, and the Rambam, really two different reasons, two different sources for having to wait between Basar and Chol altogether. Assuming you have to wait, the Kinuach HaNadocha doesn't work. One reason to wait is because the Rambam says the basar in your teeth, okay, that you can't get out with some Kinuach HaNadocha. And the Rashi said because of the flavor. So that's going to present an interesting, the Torah points out here in the Siman Peches. I should have said Peites. Okay, my mistake. So here in Siman Peches. So the Torah points out an interesting point. He says, or nafkamina in this machlokas. What's an nafkamina? What's the difference whether it's because of basar beit shenem or not? So let's say the person, had liquid meat soup, something like that. Okay, so there was no meat that stuck between your teeth. Okay. They don't meet to get stuck between your teeth. So then, presumably, the Rambam would argue that you don't have to wait. Because what's the Basar Adem? There's no Basar Ben Shinayim there. Okay? Whereas Rashi, who says it's a matter of the nature of meat, that the flavor sticks to your roof of your mouth or whatever else, so that would still apply. You still have to wait. On the flip side, what happens if I don't eat it at all? It's a case of what's called lois latino. Sometimes you have a little baby, so you take a little bite and chew the meat a little bit to make the baby softer for the baby. You soften up the meat with your mouth. So according to the Rambam, well, you get meat stuck between your teeth doing that too. But according to the Rashi, since you didn't swallow it, you didn't chew it up, so you'll never have that flavor. So the machlokes go the other way. And furthermore, according to Rashi, since it got nothing to do with Basar Ben Shinayim, according to Rashi, even after 6 hours, could be the flavor could linger if the meat is still there even after 6 hours. Anyway, the Torah says we go like both homers, and therefore now we can turn to the Shulchan Aruch here in the beginning of Sefer Peikhes. Sivalot ochol basar filo shechayv of lo yochol vina achav ad sheyishes sheishos. So Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, not surprisingly, you got to wait for 6 hours, okay? And the Taz and Sivkar Nala quotes the two reasons. Yesh b'zeh beis tamim, ha'echad she'vosah motzi shum moshek tam, atzman ha'orach, that's Rashi, v'lofi zeh mishalo ochel eloi slatino, eno tzorach lamtir. The Tam beis, u'tam ha'rambam, yishum bosah shem eneshinayim, d'mikri bosah ad sheish ha'os v'chakar, ha'vi kem u'ukol, v'lofi zeh gam aloi, z'chayv lamtir, rak yesh kulo, v'bosah shem eneshinayim, she'achar bov sheos, okay, that's the Rambam's kulo, after 6 hours, not a problem, but kaimol l'hachar v'kishnei ha'tam. We accept both reasons. That's what Torah says. The Taz quotes. To Taz quotes over here, the two reasons. Okay, but the question becomes: well, where exactly did the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch following his footsteps? Where did the 6 hours come from? In other words, we talked in the Gemara. The Gemara never made any time limit. The Gemara said misuda l'suda. So where does the 6 hours exactly come from? So the Bir HaGrah here at Sukkot Beis says. The Suda Shachar Shal Talmid Chacham, who b'shoa shishis, k'mo shekozim perek alav to Shabbos, who the Pesachim, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Pesachim, which I printed here for the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Yudam and Aleph. Gemara has, source number 24, Tanur Rabbanan. Shor Rishon, different people would eat at different times of the day. That was the standard practice. You look at the Rashi, who these people were, the wealthier people, the workers, you know, they had to get out early, whatever. Different people would eat different times of the day, in the morning. Breakfast, different time of them. And by the way, to this day, different people have different practices in terms of eating. As a matter of fact, you see from this sugya, this whole discussion of waiting from the morning meal to the evening meal, the late morning meal, or lunch, that was fleishig in the night goes milcha, where they have yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, right? The more standard practice in Eretz Yisrael, it's becoming less and less like that. But I think if, you know, most Israelis, the old-time Israelis, the lunch is the heavy meal. No? Lunch is the fleshy meal. No, I mean, most of the yeshivas still follow it, right? So that seems to be the old way it was. People in Mediterranean climates, that was the practice. In America, we have it the other way. Many people assume it's more healthy that way. You know, for digestive. It's not good for digestion to eat a big meal at night and then go to sleep after it. It's bad for a weight gain or whatever. But Lamai said that's how we do it in America. But at one time, it was done differently. But, you know, different people have different practices in terms of, like, in England, they have what's called high tea, you know, the 4 o'clock, they have a whole, you know, and I remember in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have called Aruch HaVeser, you hear about that? Right, it's something like 10 o'clock they snack, it's 10 o'clock here, just finished up in some point, right? Aruch HaVeser, right? So, but anyway, so different cultures, and the Gemara has in Shabbos, I've got them all, different practice, but it mentions there, it says that most people eat in the fifth hour, you know, in the fifth hour, 11 o'clock, okay? Yeah, fifth hour, so starting at 10 o'clock. And Shishis, the 11 o'clock hour, is Machal Tamid HaChom. Okay? So that's when they would have lunch. They would have lunch from 11 to 12, or in that hour. Okay? That's when they would have lunch. When would they have dinner? So that's the Gemara in Brochus, Dav Beis and Beis. I printed, but you all know this Gemara. The Gemara says what time you can say Kriya Shema in the evening. So all these different shiurim, right? When the commission says when the Kohanim can resume eating Truma. The Gemara has when the poor guy eats his bread, or when everybody goes in. See, you can leave the sugi there and go over it, but you see in Brochus, Beis and Beis, that basically people would eat at nightfall. That's when they had supper. Let's recall, there was no electricity, okay? So the Gemara, they distinguish it. The poor person has no candles at all. So he has to eat, you know, before it's pitch dark out. And even people have candles. They have a few candles. It was the early part of the evening. So the Vilna Gaon says, and it's really from the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam. Okay? The Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam in the Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Ches, you can look it up. He's the source of this idea that the Gemara in in Shabbos with the Gemara Brachos together indicates that's Misuda Lasuda. How long is Suda Lasuda? About 6 hours. Yeah.
Wouldn't that require 6 hours?
Very good. Hold the thought. Okay. Before we get to that, the problem is even more acute problem, because although the Mechaber here in our Siman Pei Tes Sifalo says Achiyisha Sheish Shos, should wait 6 hours. A lot of people make a fuss about the fact that not what the Rambam said. The Rambam says Achiyisha Benen Kedeshir Suda Acheres Hu Kemo Sheish Shos. Kemo Sheish Shos. Close to around 6 hours. That opens up discussions. I'm sure some of you have heard about people who wait into the 6th hour. Or maybe the last, the half hour, 5.5 hours, 5 hours, 31 minutes, 5.5 hours. Okay, that's all based on the Rambam's Kemosh Shei Shos. Now, you could argue that the Rambam doesn't mean anything by that. He says Kemosh means it's parallel, it's equal to. You know, he might actually mean 6 hours, which seems to be that the Mechaber learned it. The Mechaber was aware of the Lashon Rambam. For example, I printed the sources by Hilchos Chanukah, since now we're Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, right? We're within 30 days of Chanukah now. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Hey, I printed on source 29, talks about lighting Neres Chanukah, Bishatish Gachama, and so on, right? And it's how long do you light? Achatich L'regam and Ashuk, Abukama Huzman Zeh, Kimo Chatzi Shah. He says it's or yes, or more, at least, Kimo Chatzi, he says the same Lashon, Kimo Chatzi Shah. Kimo Chatzi Shah. So I don't think anybody assumes that you can, Halacha, get away with less than a half hour of the Chanukah candles. That the shir is chatzi shah. I don't see people put, well, really, 15 minutes also good. As long as it's into the first half hour. Like for 1 minute. And we don't find such thing by near Chanukah. The Rambam has the same lashon. So it's just an interesting ha'ara. I'm not saying that automatically you have to say, but it's just an interesting ha'ara. The Rambam says the same thing by Hilchos Chanukah. However, leaving out the Rambam, let's assume the Rambam meant sheish shos. The fact is that if you look in Source 30, the Taras HaBayis, the Bayis HaKotra, Bayis Gimel Shah Dalib, pay him a base, don't want to pay him off with olive. Ocho bosom, heba also echo, dina achav, shabos, misaki, bubena shenayim, ubosu, bishan, bosu, gomor, like we said, good, shenemar, bosu, then a bit shenayim. Kate, rosa, mamtin, kishay shows. Rosh Boa had the same language. And he doesn't say kimo, he says kishay shows. Now, the truth is, I should look to see what the Rosh Boa says by Ner Chanukah. But maybe it also says it. We'll take a look if someone has a chance. Take a look. But Lemaisa, I'm just pointing out that others have. And we shouldn't be so quick to be mocha. Most people who have a tradition to wait less than a full 6 hours, okay, we'll get to Shos Manis in a second, but less than a full 6 hours, it shouldn't be so. And the Rambam says kimo, and even if you say the Rambam doesn't mean it because that's his Lashon Hilchos Chanukah, but the Rashba also has the same Lashon, kishay shows, okay? And not only that, but the Meiri says further, the Meiri in the base of Chir here in Kuf Heaven, Al Dirmas, the Mahodam or Chista, again, come in the same Gemara, he says, nobody waits less than Shir ben Suda Suda. He says it even more. He says 6 hours or close to it. Okay? And then he adds something else that's important. Because, again, what's the reason for all this? What's the idea of ben Suda Suda? So the Miri throws in a couple of words very important. Shebashir zen nisakel. That's usually here when you're a kid, right? It takes that long to digest. I'm not aware of any other Rishonim who mentioned that reason. It's the standard reason. The reason you have to wait, you have to flesh it, it takes the meat to digest in your system. But the Rishonim does say it. Here he says, Shabashir Zen is Akil. Okay? How do you know that? I'm not sure whether that corresponds to science or medicine. I'm not sure either. At least we have, again, I was heard as a kid, you know, oh, that's how long it takes the meat to digest in the system. I don't. The Rishonim is the only one of the Rishonim that I discovered who says it. Yeah.
Why should digesting the food make it?
It's a good horror. It's a good reason. It's a good question. Okay, well, maybe we'll come to that in some of the second places.
Huh? In the rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
Isn't he saying what
you're like, you know, eating apple? I'm going to like even like the Rambam, right? Yeah, even after this mouth. Right, right, after that. See, when you want to say it's only saying the Rambam. Okay, so you hear what he's saying? He's saying it was the Rambam. According to the Rambam, if it's a matter of being Shinayim, so what is 6 hours? It should be a Metzias question. Did you have to meet between the time? Which what Rashi would seem to say. That was enough for me the Tur pointed out. That was the Taz pointed out. That Kula. According to the Rambam, it's okay after 6 hours. Why? Because he can. It's not called meat anymore. Even that point's not called meat. That's what he's saying. But in any event, what I'm saying is he mentioned the digestion issue. Yeah.
I mean,
include discussion, his question regarding Shaul Antonio. Could that be the reason why everyone's nodding back? Because the distance between the meals would change depending on
right, so you jump in the gun, I'll get to that. The Placey, which I have coming up in a second, the Placey back in source 37 discussed that he doesn't like, he rejects the whole show. Because if this is a question of digestion, okay, so digestion doesn't work based on Shaul's money. So, you don't digest faster than the winter and then during the summer. So we'll get that in a second. But I just want to show one other thing. So the, but I'm saying the Iris Loshen is very interesting. Iris Loshen, who Sheish Shaos Okarov Lazer. And he says something else. There's another sefer from the Miri called Mogain Avos. Okay, a very interesting little sefer. I don't think they print it with the regular, maybe they do, with the regular sets of the Miri. It's basically Chulas, 24 in Yonin. It's an interesting historical background. The Miri lived in Provence. Okay? And Provence is so sort of north of Spain and south of France, kind of in between. Okay, so what happened was there was a Jewish community in Provence, and in the I guess the late 1200s, early 1300s, the situation in Spain got bad for the Jews. That's when the Christians first came back, began coming back, so it began getting bad for the Jews. So many Jews were among the Talmidei Ramban, right? The Ramban himself had to run away. You remember that, right? The Vikuach Ramban, the debate in the 1240s, the Ramban had to run away, went to Eretz Yisrael. So after that, it wasn't so great for the Jews. So many Jews from Spain moved northward to Provence. They brought with them their own Minhagim. Minhagim of the Talmid Ramban. They found on a number of different issues that the community in Provence had different Minhagim. So they wanted to argue about it. They, you can see it happening, right? Another new community moved in. Some of the Minhagim were different. So the Meiri wrote a little sefer called Mogain Avos, protecting the Minhagim of Provence. And I said, no, our Minhagim are correct, and so on. So the issues are all familiar issues, the type of issues people fight about today. Exactly the same thing. There's something there about when Purim's on a Sunday, so we don't observe Tanis Esther, obviously, on Shabbos. So when they move Tanis Esther to, so we move back to Thursday, right? The meeting in Provence, we move back to Friday. And so the Miri has a discussion about it, we move back to Friday, and matter of fact, they say that Reb Chaim Brisker, Kedarka, when you had a year like that, he would not take an aliyah for Mincha on Thursday afternoon of Tanis Esther, because in the morning he's a priest anyway, because it's Thursday. But the Tanis Esther Mincha Thursday, he wouldn't take the Levi aliyah because maybe the other sheet is right, or whatever. But that's Reb Chaim. But be that as it may, so that's one of the, I think that's the second to last, as he said, a number of different essays, or Orach Chaim type in Yonim, that people, so one of the issues, well, not Orach Chaim, but daily life type in Yonim. So one of the issues here was this issue about waiting, and apparently the Talmid Ramban, 6 hours is 6 hours. Well, they noticed that people here are not waiting as long. So the Miri discusses this in Inyan Tes, that's Tshuva number 9, and it's Sefer Mogen Avos 32. Zui should the same minutes of Koladvarm, Shakol Macho Bosso Bench of Him and Shof, Eno of Gura Paka, Achabu, She Shos, O Chamesh. 5 or 6 hours. Right? That's like what he said in the Beis HaMechira, right? Kemo, She Shos, O Korob was there. Here he actually mentions 5 hours. So again, those people who wait into the, after 5 hours, into the, and there are people like that, we shouldn't think that they're necessarily just, Lemaise, if someone asks, you pass in 6 hours. That's the standard, as we'll see. But there are the shitas, Yesh HaMilismo, but that's a tradition. Somebody has a family practice to wait into the 6 hours. It's not wrong. You see this from Poskim. Anyway, that's the 6 hours. That's how the Mechaber passes. However, there are more, as you know, goes on. Yeah.
This is I asked the Shiloh on this. And
yeah.
I've heard that the shita of into the six is the 6 hours.
That's a different. Some say that also. Because what is? Because the truth of the matter is, if you figure out when they... When they finish that, based on that whole lumbus of the Lecha Mishnah says in the Rambam, the Biur Gro, sends them after Hakamar Shabbos. So those who count it, when they finish the meal, till they start, it was less than it. What was that amount of time? That's also correct. Anyway, all right. Now the Ramah then says, so the Mechaber passed in 6 hours. Good. Without the Kimo, without the more or less, he just says 6 hours. Okay, that's more the standard. But the Ramah here says, V'yesh Omrin, the ain't sarach limtar lahamtin sheishos rak miyad im silek uberek mechazamos and mutar they kinuch adava. That's the Tosis and the Rav Yoh and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz. You don't have to wait at all. That's the other side. As long as you do kinuch adava, okay. But then he says, despite that, and he quotes some of the people I mentioned, Rav Yoh, anyway, but then he says, Aminag HaPoshim Bius Eilu Lahamtin Achar Achilas HaBoso Shor Achas. They wait 1 hour. We call that, people say that's the Dutch, but it's from the Ramo. That's the Ramo. He says to wait 1 hour. He says that's the minute, the Medina Eilu, around where he lived. He wasn't in Holland, he was in Krakow, but anyway, he says, Poland, but he said the Minig HaPoshim is to, the widespread Minig is to wait 1 hour, then you see cheese right away. But he does stress again, it's very important, you have to bench. Again, you do have to end the previous meal. You have to bench. Okay? Achar abosa, after eating the flesh. The oz abi kisud acharis, the mutalecho, the remakili. Ab below birchas mazam omahani, am tonos shah. Ein chilek in hinton shah, kod birchas mazam acharka. That's a quite a different issue. When you set the clock, we'll go back to that later. At the end, he says, v'yesho v'elabach birchas mazam almanas lecho greener. So let's say the guy wants to eat cheese, so he'll bench on purpose, and then right away wash again. So Ramos says some people don't like that, okay, because it's silly. That doesn't mean the meal's over, you just need the benching for that purpose. And he said, the aim is harm is that people are okay with that too, it's not such a big problem. And at the end, he writes, V'yesh nedakti gilahamtim sheish shows achar chilas bosom v'green l'chein nochon laso. Ramos makes an about face at the end, and he says, Lamaisa, despite the fact that there are Balaitosis and the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai, all these people say you don't have to wait at all. Despite the fact that the minute around these parts, many people wait 1 hour, Ramos clearly prefers 6 hours. That's what he says there at the end. Okay? The Shach. Hey, just says that the source of this machlokas is whether you have to wait at all or whether you can just do kinuch and adocha depends upon what does it mean, sudasa or sudasa. Does it mean the normal two sudas, morning to evening? That's 6 hours. What does it mean just from one meal to another? That's the other shita. Okay? And he quotes the Marshal, Yamshal Shlomo, says you have to bench for sure. Okay, because you have to clear off the table because otherwise that's considered one long meal. Anyway, and he says in Sikkot and Vav, the Shach does, and if you didn't have bread, we're insisting you have to say Brechas HaMozon. What if you didn't have bread to begin with? It means say a Brocha Chor. You have to say a Brocha Chor. Good. Now, as an aside, the Taz is very annoyed about this thing that Ramos says, hey, you can wash. Ramos says, I'm just going to wash. I'll bench to end that first meal so I can have some milkshakes now. Right, that was a simple thing. You have a fleishig, a meal for Shabbos, and somebody brought a delicious chocolate cake, which wasn't parv. Okay, and everyone wants to have that for dessert. So according to this, you know what, we'll bench now, we'll have the chocolate cake afterwards. Right? Ramos says that people do that, but some people, he said, object to it, but it's okay. Ramos is not so upset about it. The Taz is upset about it. The Taz says it's not right. The Taz says it isn't right to do that. So just to say, it could be, to put it in the Lundish terminology. And by the way, Taz quotes the Sheetah, but to put it in Lundish terminology, the Machlokas may be, it's a Sikkot and Gimel. Okay, it's a Sikkot and Gimel. How do we view the Birchas HaMazon? Does the Birchas HaMazon serve, it makes it a separate meal, period. Birchas HaMazon serves the function of making a separate meal. Okay. In other words, Birchas HaMazon is the Siba, right? Birchas HaMazon is the reason, is the new meal, because you bench in between. And therefore, as long as you bench, that's what Ramah holds, right? It's not a problem. You bench, so that by definition now means it's the next meal. It's not the cake you have afterwards, not part of that meal. It's a Siba. Birchas HaMazon is the Siba, is the explanation for why it's called another meal. Or the Taz would seem to hold, again, to put that issue in the terminology, the Birchas HaMazon is only a Siman. Birchas HaMazon is not a Siba, it's a Siman. It's an indicator. It's an indicator that the other meal is over. Well, if it's a joke, you're not really mad. You know you're going to have a milky right away. So that's not the Birchas HaMazon just says that usually it meets the end of the meal. So it could be that that's the Machlokas, the Taz and the Ravon. Now, the question is, where does the 1 hour come from? Where does 1 hour come from? As Marashah, we understood the 6 hours, right? Or at least into the 6 hours. Where does the 1 hour come from? The Ramon just said, according to the Balei Tosfos and the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai and the Rebbe for the Balamor, you know, all you got to do is kinuach and adocha. So where's the 1 hour? Oh, the question, you shouldn't bench right away. That's a machlokas of Ramon and Taz. But where's the 1 hour? Where did that pop in from? That's not clear at all. Okay? And that's what the Taz writes in the Cotton Bays. He says, it's quotes in the mind, that's the true quotes of Chosa Deshim. Rabim Osim Psharam Midaiton, Lahamtim Shah Akas, Akas, who is boss of the Silko, Berkel, Volkhan Gvina, Volkhan Gvina. That apparently is something that developed on its own. The people made a little break, okay, they made an interruption. Afal Gav, the Ashkechan Remez, Lashir Zed. Okay? There is no mucker for that. That's what the Taz says in my place. There's no mucker for that sheet of 1 hour. People did it to make a little bit of a delay, I guess, for psychological reasons or whatever. That's what Taz is saying. He said, there's no mucker for 1 hour. And we had a mucker for the six. Okay, Ben Suda Basuda with the Gemara Shabbos, Gemara Brachas. But we don't have a mucker for one. The Ramos says that's the minute. So Taz said that some people did sort of on their own. They made it, and he says, okay, he said, look, the Maisa, Tosis, and the Rav Yor, they allow just Kinuch and Adoch. You can do it in 3 minutes. I'd say, you want to be Moch? You're not going to be Moch on people want to wait for 1 hour. And therefore, many other people to wait for 6 hours, etc. That he goes on to say. And he says, certain Bnei Torah have to wait 6 hours. But anyway, that's where the 1 hour comes from, according to the Taz. However, the Vilna Gaon does quote in Sukkot and Vav that there's a Zohar. He says the 1 hour is based on a Zohar. You look at Sukkot and Vav. Benuya al Dibre has Zohar, Parshas Mishpatim. The Chol Man de Ochel Hai Michla Kechada. Etc. It's not proper to eat milk and fleshing, he says, at one time, in one meal, or even in 1 hour. So the Gaon says, maybe that's the mucker for the waiting 1 hour, it's a Zohar. Zohar and Parshat Mishpatim. Okay, could be. The Placey, in the Yassin Abishit, here it's in Kotten Gimel, he has a different presentation altogether. He's bothered. Since you mentioned before, so I'll go out of order for a second. The Pesachei Tshuva, as if Cotton Gimel asked your question about Shol Zmanos. Pesachei Tshuva quotes, quotes the Ma'arid, I'm Behetev Shol Ma'arid, Zal Imheim Shol Zmanos. Okay, you quote, some will say Shol Zmanos, and others disagree, but I'll come back to that point. But some say Shol Zmanos. Okay, and so hold that thought. The Placey comments based on a ruling of the Prichodosh. He also quotes from the Zohar. It has to be 1 hour. So, he doesn't think that's what the Zohar means anyway. And he says, anyway, this whole thing is a function of digestion. You look at the 37. He says, Nechlok Rubinyan Iku. He says the Machlokus is as follows. The Machlokus, whether you wait nothing, Kinuach Radocha, or you wait 6 hours, okay, is a machlokas related to digestion. Basically, do we go by when the digestive process begins, or when the digestive process ends? That's the machlokas. Okay, that's the machlokas. He has a raya, I printed it on the sources. Okay, there's a Mishnah Brachas, Nun Aleph Mubeis. I'll come back to the place inside, it's very important. Okay, the Mishnah Brachas, Nun Aleph Mubeis, says, Ad Mosai Mevorech. Let's say a guy ate, and he's hanging around, schmoozing, he didn't realize he didn't bench. So how long do you have after eating to bench? Okay, how long do you have? Not just sitting at the table eating near the casa. Okay, just, whatever, you got distracted, the phone rang, you looked something up, and they realized it's been a while. So how long do you have to bench? So she's akel hamozon shemeyev. Okay, she's akel hamozon shemeyev. Till the food begins to digest, then you can't bench anymore. So the Gemara on Nun Gimel, that's Nun Aleph Beis and Mishnah Brachas. On Nun Gimel Beis, the Gemara, discuss what is that? What is Aremos? Kama Shiriko. How long is that? So Amar Biyochanan Kozman Sheino Raiv. Okay? Biyochanan gives, as long as you're not hungry, if you're still satiated, that means that the food hasn't digested yet because your system is still processing it. And that may certainly vary from person to person. Okay? And some people are hungry all the time. Chinese food is supposed to be hung an hour later, right? But there are different types of food, right? There are different things. So the different reactions from different people. But he said, if you're still satiated, you're not hungry, so that means you're still full from that eating, so you can still bench. That'd be a long time, according to some. I'm sometimes hungry after Shabbos. I'm not hungry all day Sunday. All right, that's what the Rabbi Yochanan says. And Rish Lakish is a few different, yeah.
What if you're not hungry because of the bread? I mean, not the bread, you ate bread, like 2 hours
ago. That's a further. We'll assume now the whole meal, including bread. Okay, Rish Lakish there has a different thing, but he says, Amar Rish Lakish, Kama Shir Ikel Kedei LaHalech Arba Milin. It's the amount it takes to walk 4 mil. You know that shir from a number of different areas of Halacha. 4 mil, a mil is that actually machlokas, how long a meal is. We assume a meal is it's a physical distance. But a meal is the amount of space, the amount of distance the average person walks in 18 minutes. 18 minutes. There are three shitas, and it has to do with baking matzahs, right? And the Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch, the only guy has three shitas. It's 18, the Rishonim, 18, 22 and a half, and 24. We assume 18, that's why matzah is 18 minutes. Okay, so a dalad meal is 18 minutes times 4, 72 minutes. That's the same, Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos, 72 minutes. So it's also a dalad meal, because that's what some say. One Gemara seems to say the time from Shkia till Tzitzikom is 4 meal. Right, 4 meal is 72 minutes. That's Rabbeinu Tam accepts that. So anyway, be that as it may, so that's 72 minutes. Now, and halacha, this appears in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Pei Dalad Zif Hei, okay? The Chabar quotes, as long as you're not hungry, but the Mishibur, it's in Kof Mechof, you know, I mean, most of us would prefer, especially nowadays, to have a little more precise definition, you're not hungry. I don't know, some people are hungry more than others, some people are always hungry, some people never hungry, you know, so Mishibur mentions the sheer Dalad, meaning he writes, Shehu Ayin Beis Minut, 72 minutes, okay, 72 minutes. Now, so getting back to the places says, that's when the digestive process begins. So, Mela, the machlokas between those who hold, you don't have to wait after inflation before you eat milk. Those who have to wait 6 hours. Yeah, the Meiri already said, we saw the Meiri, right? The Meiri said, not in the Magen Avos, but in the Beis Hamikdash, the Meiri said that's the time of digestion. That's the completion of the digestive process. The digestion process begins, says the placing, at the 72-minute point. That's when the equal starts, okay? And therefore, he rejects this notion, what Shosmanios? It's got nothing to do with Shosmanios, and it's got nothing to do with this, it's not going to be different than the Prichodesh. We'll see shortly, it's important. The Prichodesh says, it's a Kotan Vav, that, you know, during the winter time, so the time between Suda and Suda is less, you know, because the daylight hours were less. Not for us, because we have electricity, but in the olden days, you know, during the winter time, so, you know, there wasn't too much to do in the evening, you had no lights. Okay, so, you know, people ate early. They got up early, but the lunch time till dinner was less than 6 hours. So the place is not interested in any of that. It's irrelevant. We're talking about a digestive process, and therefore it's objective. It's not subjective. And, you know, in the wintertime, things don't digest any faster than in the summer, etc. So basically, and he comes out, because otherwise we'd have to say, let's say during the summer, Be'etsuda l'suda, they should wait 6 hours should not be enough. Days are longer, 8 hours. Right? And he mentions that. You have to wait for 8 hours and so on. He discusses all that. Anyway, that's according to him where the Shah Achas comes from. The Shah Achas is the 72 minutes. I last week said 72 minutes, but the Shah Achas is 60 minutes. So even either means Lav Dafka, or if you figure out, you throw in, you have to bench, you have to clear off the table. So maybe that's how you get from 60 up to 72. Okay, but that's basically what the Yerushan Abish should suggest. Is this machlokas? And that's where the 1 hour comes from. It's not random. Okay. The Ramah did not mention anything about 3 hours. Okay, we've heard, it's true, that people from Dutch background do wait 1 hour. You can't scream at them. It says so in the Ramah, right? Where does the 3 hours come from? That's not as posh, because 3 hours is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah. Right? Again, the Mechaber said 6 hours. The Ramah said, you know, 1 hour, either nothing or 1 hour. And we had a cheshbon, we're going to get up to the 1 hour. Where did the 3 hours come from? So the earliest source that I came across, I'm not saying I don't think it's in most Rishonim, but there is a Rabbeinu Yerucham, so in the back of the Sefer Rabbeinu Yerucham has a Sefer Halacha, it's available, if you want. Okay, I'm sure they have the base manager. Rabbeinu Yerucham, very cool, often, a lot of times when you see Reish Yud Vav, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Yud Vav is Rabbeinu Yerucham. How they figured out that abbreviation is a different question, but a lot of times you'll see Reish Yud Vav. Sometimes you see Mem Hei Reish Yud Vav, that's somebody else, that's the Ma'arivayel we spoke about back a while, we mentioned in the previous show. But Reish Yud Vav alone is Rabbeinu Yerucham. So Rabbeinu Yerucham was an important posek. He was German posek, not unimportantly. And in the back of the two volume Rabbeinu Yerucham, there's something called Sefer Isser V'Heter, and it's called Isser V'Heter HaMiyuchas Rabbeinu Yerucham. So you have to ask the scholars, you know, who came from, so I don't know if it's from Rabbeinu Yerucham or not, but assuming it is, or it's an early source, Os Lamed Tes, he mentions, you see in the first paragraph, Achol Basar, 42, Achol Basar, Osar Achol Grina, Atzura, Achis, and Son, who Gimel shows. So he mentioned, and he was a German, brother, so he lived in Germany. So,
he's a Rishon.
He's a Rishon, yes. Yeah, a lot of times quoted by the Chabad Ramon, both of them, he's quote. Yeah, he's a Rishon. Again, I don't think he's a Rav for sure, but he lived in Germany. Again, it could be that, I stress, in fact, we're recorded in the Bar Ilan, the Sefer Ma'amar Komos, it's called Sefer Issev Heter Amyuchas of Eni Rucham. Amyuchas of Eni Rucham. Okay, it's printed there, right? So, okay, but it's printed in the back of it anyway. It's a pretty early source. Okay, others give a different reason for the 3 hours. The Pesachik Tshuva, as I mentioned, Simchat Gimel talks about the show Zmanios. So the Pricharish in Simchat Vav says maybe the Makor for the 3 hours is if we're assuming Mesuda Lesuda, okay, especially if you say Shol Zmanios, but even if you don't, the time Mesuda Lesuda is different in the winter than the summer. Okay, maybe they ate less, I don't know, but let's, again, given that it gets dark, I mean, what is Shkia today, about 4:30 or something like that? Earlier, a little earlier than 4:30 on Shabbos, right? So, you know, and the places that are further north, let's say you go to London, further north here, then, you know, the Shabbos could start at 3 something, right? The further north, even earlier, right? So during the winter time, it gets dark pretty early. So people had a whole different structure to their day. So it comes out, maybe that's where the 3 hours comes from, bottom line. Maybe that's where the 3 hours come from. Now, I should stress, for full disclosure purposes, that Gilyan Maharsha, here on our Simon, the Dibra Maskel Lahamtin, he says, never mind, he doesn't go for that, he's not talking about the 3 hours issue, but he says, you got to wait 6 hours. We're talking about Suda Suda. The Afsha Bechorev Ein Bein Suda Sarai and Suda Arvis Kim Dalit shows, even though during the winter, this talk only 4 hours, I don't want to hear about it, he said. You're still waiting 6 hours. And the Roshama Eger doesn't accept, if I'm reading it correctly, doesn't accept this. Cool. The Roshama Eger is saying that even though he acknowledges the fact that Bein Suda Lesuda is somewhat subjective, depends on the time of year, depends where you live, etc., he says, but the 6 hours is 6 hours. Okay, that's how he says. Okay, the Yad Ephraim, I don't usually quote, but on the bottom of the page, the Yad Ephraim says, and again, it can make a difference, maybe it's the origin of the German minig, the Yekesh minig as well, he says, 6 hours is a quarter of the day. Okay, so again, the quarter of the day, like a Shos Vanes type of thing, that's where you come up with that amount. Anyway, the Darkei Tshuva, it's a cotton hay involved, so it's a cotton vav. He mentions perhaps that's the mokra for the German practice. Cotton hay, he says, an important thing also, forgot to put on the marmakomas, but he says, let's say a person's not sure. Let's say you don't remember, you're waiting 6 hours. I can't remember, when did we finish lunch? Was it 1:30 or 20 to 2? What time did we finish? You know, so he said, if you're really not sure, there's machokas whether you can make it or not. There's longest about it, it's a doroshesh matirin, so you can wait. That's on the beginning today. You wait, it's a doroshesh matirin. On the other hand, it's not the usual type of doroshesh matirin because doroshesh matirin usually means, you know, a maisa, not just a passage, you know, and a passage of whatever. It may not be the, or it's a sexfaker. You know, right, anyway, but that's perhaps another time. The Shach in Simchat Ches, and that's what Aruch HaShulchan also writes. The Shach in Simchat Ches quotes in the Maharshal with all of this. He says the Maharshal was very emphatic. He says, "Chein kaso Maharshal, the chein royal asos l'chol misha yesh bo reach Torah." If you have any connection to Torah, any whiff of Torah, then you wait in 6 hours. Okay? Again, unless I said before, your minig's the other way. If you have a minig the other way, fine, you're entitled to follow your minig. The yekas follow for the hours. I'm not criticizing. But the Shach quote, says really you have to wait 6 hours. And again, important, as the Baruch HaShulchan points out in Siv Zayin, is Birchas HaMozom. If you didn't bench, it doesn't help. You have to bench first. Just one other issue, or two other quick issues to finish up. There is a question, when does the clock start ticking? Let's say 6 hours, 3 hours, you have a minute. We'll assume 6 hours, that's the road. The Sfardim, by the way, I think is only 6 hours, but Chaber says it's the end of the discussion. You don't find any Sfardim with anything but 6 hours. Okay, and it's 6 full hours, because he doesn't say, right? I mean, it's 6 full hours. No? Kishe shows, I mean, the resident Sfardim is not here, but I'm sure it's the 6 hours. Okay, you're also Sfardim. We wait 6 full hours. Not into the city, okay, 6 full. But the Ashkenazim, there are several different minhagim, as we've seen. But when does the clock start ticking? All right, we emphasize the role of Birchas HaMazon, so is it from Birchas HaMazon? Or from the last time I ate meat? That could have a big nafkamina, let's say on Shabbos. A lot of times, no? On Shabbos, not, again, this time of year doesn't help. Shabbos in the summer, oh, it's not even this time of year. Okay, you had you finished eating the chomp, but then we're sitting around, we're singing Zmiris and Shmuzing and this and that and the next thing. And we bench an hour and a half after having had dessert and some fruit, and the neighbor came over, and we dragged out the meal. We were still at the table, and now it's Moshe Shabbos. I go for pizza. Okay, maybe we didn't bench till 3:15. Okay, we finished eating lunch at 1:30. We finished fellowship at 1:30. Okay, or can I go out to eat? I'm starting a new meal. I won't have pizza just yet. I'll start off with the fries. have pizza later. You know, so how do you calculate the time? So there's a run here in Kulin. The run is on Daf Lamed Zayin on a base. Okay, let's read it inside. Let me show you a second. The run Lamed Zayin on a base. On this, the Dumas was on Olah Hamilson. I'm trying to find it. I should really mark these down. I haven't marked before. What are the words again? We come up with Niran Hadvarim. Yeah. All right, bottom. So it's the bottom. It's somewhere around here. We come up with Niran Hadvarim. Okay. What the post and pole from the rat is that if you found, let's say you found taka meat between your teeth, and you have to take it, and you took it out, you don't have to start counting from that point. Okay? You don't have to start counting. The Shach quotes it here. I mean, Sukkot and Gimel. Shach writes, Kosa Ram, the Ain Zorach Shehir, Vov Shos, Meosus Man She Mesiro, Elam Achila. Right? It's from the time of the 8th. That's how he points out. But you can't find it. Forget it. It's in the Ram. It's there, yeah. I knew it was there, yeah. We call Mokom Nirin HaDvarim, Shemi Shachol Bosor, the Shach Tzas. The Charkoch Motzo Bosser Bein Shinov She'en Otzorach Shehiya Kedei Sudem Osis Man Shenot Ala Bosser Mishon Elam Achilu Rishon Achashvin Alei This Man Shehiya. Okay, so that's the Rana, that's the Shach Kota Allah Chol Zogam Revova here on the side of the page, another Yehuda here in our Simon. He also says he brings this Raya from the Rana, and he also brings another Raya that it goes by when you finish eating, and he has it because otherwise, well, he says it goes by the end of the meal, but Lav Dafka from benching. He brings a raya from that whole cheshbon from the Gemara and Shabbos, you know, the Talmud Chacham would eat during this time. So it means, and it would start right away, at the 6 hours later, they would start the milchig meal, and they wouldn't wait any further, otherwise you have to wait longer than 6 hours. So anyway, that's his raya, that's a double merval. But the Aruch HaShulchan seems to disagree. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Dalet, Varsim Peites, seems to disagree. He says, after summarizing the sugi, he says, "V'da shaham," very end of first paragraph 53. "V'da shaham tana sheishos misof hasuda." Okay, he said misof hasuda from the end of the meal. Doesn't sound like I'm saying the end of the. That's a chomer. I'm going to say that it goes from what you call the end of the meal. We call benching, right? Even if you may have eaten meat earlier, so the you finish eating meat earlier. Perhaps is machmir. Okay, but in Siv Zion, he seems to say the other way. Zion, he says, "Ain chiluk im himtian ashar kol brichas mazon or not? The weight can be even before brichas mazon. Each goes by when you finish. So perhaps a stickle stira in the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, whether he agrees with his dogma or with the shach or not. Yeah.
What's Rebbe's deal in Sif Dalet?
It's a dalet very end. He says, "Dash am tana sheish also mi sof hasuda." There's two wines, right?
Sof hasuda means brichas mazon.
I think so. I think so. Okay. I don't know. You can argue. I think that's how I usually understand what he means. Okay, that he means the end of the Suda Mamish and not when you necessarily finish. The end of the Suda is, you know. All right, good argument. Good argument. Anyway, that takes care of that. The last thing I want to finish up with, yeah. Is that true? You wait till the end of
the Father's coming.
Yeah, so you wait through. So, like the official white day, okay, good. You wait till the end of it. That's a big enough finish up. You have to bench it.
You have to make sure that's okay.
Ah, yeah. So, the robe, I think the world's not like that. Very good. Okay, I didn't know. Thank you. So, the last thing is the Tosfos. Huh?
He says it from Tosfos, Siddhagubira.
So he said it from?
From Tosfos, Siddhagubira.
Siddhagubira, right. Right, afterwards, right. I think that those that have their official one. Yeah, okay, good. Good, go ahead. Finally, the last little issue is, as you've seen, all of this is in the realm of minhagim, and it's not a ironclad din of the Gemara in X amount of time. So the Chachmas Adam, for example, in Klal Mem Sif Yud Gimel, says b'makom choli. Let's say somebody is not well, okay, and he needs to eat milk, and sometimes warm milk or whatever it's considered. So you don't have to be so, you know, so makbid. For Moshe Feinstein in 56 had an interesting tshuva. I think it was Moshe Yordei Chelik Bei Simon Chof Vav, or Moshe 55. Moshe Feinstein writes, there a person took liver pills. In Tzarech Lishos Sheishos Achar Blios Vitamin Shenasu Mikovein. Okay, it's a liver pill. So he says, You have to wait 6 hours. The person asking the question asked it the other way. Can you take the liver pill after milk? That he for sure says it's okay. But in the third line, he says, Adifa, minoi muto lecho mine cholav acha blis a vitamin. He says, because neither reason applies. What was the whole reason you're waiting altogether? Either the Rambam, because it's meat in your teeth, there's no meat in your teeth with a liver pill, or Rashi's way that the grease and the juice and so on, it's not by liver pill either. The whole reasons don't apply. Anyway, Moshe Feinstein is Makel, in that case, you can come up with another case where neither reason apply, and it's only a vitamin, it's not exactly a mokum choli, but nevertheless, he says there's room to be, he's Makel, and we shouldn't be choshish at all. And the last thing I quoted, a children of Avad Yosef. Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph, Chelek Eredeh Simen Dalid. And if you want to investigate this whole sugya, so see what he says, you can look at his writings, as usual. The Shaila was, Nishalti, how much you have to wait for a child? You have to keep a kid 6 hours, you know, a kid's 8 or 5 or whatever, or younger. How long is the child? Efshel Hakel Yelodim Ketanim. So he has a whole discussion. The child can be considered cholish. The ain bo sakon at a certain age, a little kid, and so he has many, many interesting. Is it a problem of safina biyadayim giving the kid, you know, an iser? But this is not his only minhagim. Anyway, he leaves to be mako and says you don't have to keep necessarily the full 6 hours, depending on the circumstance. But he says there's room to be mako, and it's interesting. He says in Osiyud Beis, Gedolim is over. Isla Gomer David Pardo. David Pardo was one of the Olachonim. We have a parish on Rashi called Maskil David. You may have heard of Maskil David. But he also had another sefer called Mizmor David, the name of David. So the Prichodesh quotes it. He says, even by older people, he says, Davka Shei Shos, that's only in the winter, in the summer. In the winter, the hours are different. So he quotes this. He quotes other reasons to be Makel, you know, from others. He quotes that Miri, who said altogether that it was 5 hours, 6 hours. With all that, even for the Sargon, okay, Rav Avad Yosef says, there's, you know, with all of that, he thinks there's room to make for ketanim. And he says at the very end of Yud Beis, "Vafil lachar shah hamekel bazel ketanim yeshal ma yisrael." So Rav Avad is mekel. How Rav Avad hears mekel again? He's writing even to Sardin, okay, who have the bona fide 6 hours of mechab without all these lumbas, but these other shitas exist, and therefore for a kid, he says, yeah, 1 hour again depends on the age of the kid. And then he writes to Gimel and Lula the Mistafina. I would say, this is into the last half hour, the 6 hour, 5 and a half hour, mutter af l'gdolim. Again, he's saying, there's room to say, even for adults, you can, if it's after 5 and a half hours, because he says, the Rambam says, k'mo shei shos, he quotes others who say the same thing, I showed you some of them. But in any event, l'maisei at the end, he says he's not ready to accept that, mu l'maisei yesh l'hachmer b'zeh, okay, and should wait 6 hours, and so on. But at the end, he says, "Mia meikel b'zeh b'shas adchak yeshal malismach." Some other shas adchak yeshal malismach. Okay, yeah.
I also heard a different term, twice 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because the Germans were they
didn't
want to be as machmir as the 6 hours, and as meikel of not waiting.
Sure. Okay. I didn't see something say, but I'm sure those are things. Very good. Okay. So tomorrow we'll continue other vinyanim related to some success. Probably tomorrow we'll talk.